Are you guys ready to record this whole thing all over again?
I didn't care for it. I didn't buy it.
That seems pretty ridiculous.
I don't even want to think about the possibility of you having your dick out.
Yikes.
Is this the most important thing in the universe? What happened to it? I don't know.
I needed to suck in absolutely every moment of awesomeness.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, geeks of all ages, welcome to another fun and festive episode of the Geek Legacy Podcast. I'm Justin Cavender, and with me, as always, is Mr. Randy Van Dyke, and freaking Edmondson missed another show, but that's okay.
Damn that guy.
No fucking guy. We also have Mr. Jeff Muller from the Comic Corner Podcast with us.
What's up, guys?
Yay!
Welcome back.
Fucking so Edmondson. Soon.
Fucking Edmondson.
Boom.
Every day with that guy. That guy has a stamp. Just says,
he's the worst.
He is the worst. He's also the best. I've had him inside me before, and it was amazing.
I was going to say, it's kind of like that abusive lover relationship where no matter how bad they treat you, you just keep wanting to go back.
Yes. And he does not know how to treat a lady.
Jesus Christ.
He loves me wrong.
I missed you guys.
I know, right? It's only been like 2 weeks.
Oh, Christ.
Couldn't resist.
We're terrible. Anyway, Dave, when you're listening, we all love you.
Except for me.
In a truck stop sort of way. Anyway, let's bring this down a peg or two. Some sad news. Mr. Anton Yelchin passed away over the weekend. Freak car accident. This could happen to anybody at any time. And that's unfortunate.
It's terrible.
It was absolutely terrible. And you nailed it. It was an absolute freak accident. It wasn't even like an accident with another vehicle or anything like that. It was, he got out of his car that was at the top of like his driveway, went down to the mailbox to go do something down there, and the car he didn't realize wasn't in park. It was in neutral, and it just rolled down and pinned him against the wall and killed him. It's just brutal. And then just a couple days after the whole thing happened, it comes out that particular make and model of vehicle was under warranty or under a recall for just that problem.
Yeah, that's sad. I was reading further into it. It's like the shifter goes back to its normal position. Like a normal shifter, when you put it into a specific gear, it kind of remains there.
Right, yeah.
But in this particular case, I guess the actual stick goes back to its normal spot. So
because it's like one of those fancy digital ones. It's not like a manual kind of thing that you like you said, that actually stays there. It's just kind of a thing that you use it to toggle, like a switch to toggle up or toggle down. It doesn't actually physically do anything.
I don't like that.
Yeah, me either.
That's really sad. You know what's weird? This is the really... I don't know if this just speaks on me as a person, but when I saw that he had passed away, I was like, man, I hope it wasn't because of, like, drugs or something crazy like that. I was nervous that it was going to be drug-related in some capacity. I don't know. It was sad that I thought that first.
Same thing here. I just was like, oh, please don't, not again. This year has sucked for that.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. But, yeah, you know, that unfortunately, when you hear young Hollywood, that's what you think is drugs. Because usually that's the culprit, just not this time.
Yeah. And he's in a lot of movies I enjoy, too, so I'm really...
He was an amazingly talented actor. This has been a terrible movie for... Or terrible movie. Terrible year for talent.
Mm-hmm. It just seems like the last couple of years have been just one right after another of Bad News Bears.
Totally.
Alan Rickman was just this... Was this year, right?
Was that 2016? that was early on in the year too. That was like January, February, David Bowie, all that. I mean, we were just hit with a 1-2 punch right at the beginning of the year.
God, that's nuts. I don't like it.
No, sir.
Not one bit.
Mm-mm. All right. Well, sad news there. And that's the thing too, because I'm looking at his IMDb page, and he's got a lot of stuff that's in post production and completed. Mm. There are, five movies here that either say completed or post-production on his IMDb page.
Yeah.
That is a little nuts. So we're going to be seeing this guy on screen a couple more times, which is just going to be even more weird as it... I remember it was like that with Tupac. When he died, there was like three movies that came out with him in it. Up to like 2 years after his death. And you're like, really, man? That's just bizarre. It's kind of a creepy feeling. But anyway, Star Trek Beyond, I believe, is the next thing that we'll see him in.
That's coming up real soon.
Yeah.
Yep.
Crazy. So let's turn the ship around. How about that? Let's talk some happy news. Game of Thrones. This is the feel good series of the year, right?
Battle of the Bastards. It was the feel good episode of the season. That's for sure. Oh my god.
So good.
Yes, a lot of rewarding moments in this show. In this episode in particular, episode 9, the number that is kind of synonymous with crazy, batshit crazy. With Game of Thrones, it's always the 9th episode that really makes us either drop our jaws or scream and cheer or cry. It's always something on episode 9, and this is a pretty good episode.
Why is it always episode 9?
I don't know how they do. Maybe because they know you need a breather in the finale.
Yeah.
I mean, stuff usually happens in the finale, but it's not like a, oh my god, I can't believe that just happened. It's more like a wrapping up. As opposed to a climax.
Do you guys like that consistency season to season where you know what episode the big hit's going to happen?
Well, I do in the sense for like their big budget episode, but this season has been different than all the others in that we've been getting a lot of reveals, a lot of stuff's happening. It's moving forward really, really quickly. Like the... goddamn Greyjoys have sailed around the world like 16 times in like 4 episodes. Like they're moving. They're on a mission. These guys are like the Mormons of Westeros going door to door, and they are just, they're all over the goddamn place. So I think this season it's a little bit different, but yes, I kind of look forward to it. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know that it's their big production and I get excited for it. There's a tingling in my loins, Jeff.
Ooh, that's always a good sign.
Yes. Say that again for me.
There's a tingling in my loins, Jeff.
Slowly. Oh, yeah.
Add that to your sound effects.
Yeah.
I know you got a button on your keyboard that goes, Aquaman!
Oh, it's definitely saved to my phone, I have no doubt.
But let's start at the beginning, right? It began in Marine, of all places. With Daenerys, and she has her arms at her sides like she always does, which is always so weird for me. She's a bit of a robot. You guys remember that show with Vicky the Robot? Small Wonder?
Oh, yeah, Small Wonder.
Yes.
she's a lot like her.
She's all grown up now.
But, yeah, she gets on a dragon there, and they fly around. They make some sweet fire. They burn a ship or two. That was a good scene.
I was into solid. It.
Yeah. I was like, oh, shit. Something's happening.
It was nice to see Tyrion actually, like, not in control for once.
Sure. He was scared.
I dug it. Mm-hmm. And I also love now that everyone on the internet is shipping Yara and Daenerys.
Like, oh, yeah.
That's the new thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Girl power. They can be Spice Girls. It'll be fun. I could buy that. What'd she say? Like, what do you want, a marriage proposal or something like that? She's like, I'm not demanding anything, but I'm up for anything.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, all right.
DTF.
Mm-hmm. She's like, Netflix and chill? Question mark. Let's see, what else? And then it jumps.
Well, hold on, though. Yeah. So you're always excited when you see the dragons. I got a question for you.
Who's excited? I'm excited?
Yes.
Oh.
Aren't you? Aren't you a fan of seeing the dragons flying around and burning shit?
I'm a big fan.
I like dragons. Yeah, sure. I mean, I don't have statues of them or anything, but I like dragons.
I do have statues of them. I got them the Dark Horse exclusive statues at Comic-Con a couple years ago.
Nerd.
They fit those McFarlane toys, those little like Lego knockoff Game of Thrones figures. They're really well scaled to those, so that actually worked out pretty well. But anyway,
What's your question?
I bump up any episode a full letter grade if it has dragons in it.
Especially ones that fly around and kill shit.
Yeah.
That's perfect. So was it just me, or did they look kind of fake this episode? Like the budget just wasn't quite there to finish them.
Yeah.
I think they spent all the money on the shot where he lands next to her. I thought the dragon looked good next to her when she was getting on it. Yeah. But any of the flying and meeting up with the other dragons that are significantly smaller and like what looked like they were 20 miles away from each other, I agree that looked a little cheap. No, it's fine. But one of the scenes, when she starts riding it, and you know he's so big and obnoxious like an albatross, and he's got to kind of get a running head start and then fall off the cliff to fly, I thought that was kind of cool. I feel like that's how they would need to do things because he's so big and silly. He couldn't just jump up in the air and start flying. It'd be like me trying to do a pull-up. I got to get a running head start. Maybe someone's got to hold me. I don't know. Depends what I ate that day. So
that makes me sad. On my insides.
Yeah. I'm just a giant dragon, Jeff. I gotta get a running head start. Edit. Yeah. No, but I agree. It looked pretty cheap. They spent all their money on killing horses.
Well, I was gonna say the
arrows.
Battle scenes. It's just honestly, it was on par with any of the big battle scenes we've seen in like The Hobbit or Lord of the Rings, it felt like to me. Maybe not that quite that big, but it was pretty fucking big. The scale is way bigger than anything we've seen in Game of Thrones thus far.
It certainly made up for the Battle of the Wall.
Yeah, that was underwhelming to say the least.
Yeah.
Fast forward, right? Now we got the Camp Snow and Camp Ramsay. That was a great little interaction between the two of them. When they met up each other on horses,
mm-hmm.
And Sansa wasn't having any of it, and she pretty much called that one down. She said, "You know, we're not going to get Rickon back." I think she knows the way the Ramsay does things.
Well, I feel, and maybe I'm wrong. I feel like if that little fucker would have just run into Z, would have gotten Rickon back.
Yeah, I was yelling Serpentine at my TV. I'm like, Serpentine! And even if, I mean, God forbid, if he would have just taken two steps to the right or two steps to the left, then the shots never would have hit him. He was running in a straight line the whole time.
Yeah. I also think had they sent the giant in to go get him, he's got long legs, he may have been able to cover ground a little faster. Just saying, in one arrow wouldn't have hurt him had the giant been hit.
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Poor giant.
Yeah, that was fucked up. Didn't get the arrow in the eye? Come on.
Oh.
I hate that Ramsay. I mean, I love to hate him. He's a great character. He's really creepy. Like, Joffrey was just a little, you know, bitchy, whiny brat, right? Ramsay was just this manipulative, psycho, just horrible human being, like on a Joker scale.
Oh, yeah. He was Hannibal Lecter.
He's awful.
He was evil.
And I like that. Like, he was a true villain on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious who's going to fill that void next season.
There's not a lot left other than, the Greyjoy, was it Euron or whatever his name is?
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Hmm.
I don't know, man. But yeah, the battle scene was pretty good. That's quite a pile of bodies that they had there.
Oh, shit, yeah.
I don't think I understand how that works. Like, how these people just kept falling up on top of each other to get that high.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, you got the semicircle around you. Why don't you just go up the pile of bodies behind you? Granted, there's like 10 dudes trying to cut up anybody coming across that pile, but that sounds better than just waiting to get run through by a fucking spear.
I don't know.
It was pretty... My heart was racing. Like, that was... Mm. It was tense. I'd put that up there, honestly, with not just in this series, probably one of the best, like, choreographed battle scenes I've ever seen on TV.
Yeah, it was good. Especially when John was getting, lucky. And just, like, swatting people off their horse, and then another guy coming, and then some other random dude stabbing that guy. And it was like a bit of a ballet of sorts. There was a lot going on.
Man.
That was one of those things where it was a good thing the camera was telling us where to look, because If it was on a stage, we would have all seen something different. That's got to be hard to direct when you're watching something like that, when all this kinds of shit's going down.
It was crazy.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man.
Crazy good.
The only thing that kind of, again, deterred from me was, we mentioned this before we started recording, was the we knew that the Knights of the Vale were going to show up.
Yeah, that was...
So no matter how bad it got... I
didn't know.
Oh, really?
Really? No.
Who would you think Sansa sent that letter to, then?
Wasn't thinking about it. I was just so in the moment, I'm like, ooh... What's going to happen? I was thinking, oh, he's going to get covered in just a pile of dead bodies. He's going to be the only survivor. And what's Jon Snow going to do?
Oh yeah,
I legitimately had no idea.
That was pretty claustrophobic-y when he was getting covered with all the bodies.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like, they're totally walking deading us. They're fucking glenning us with this. I was about to get upset. And then he pulled himself out of the pile of dead bodies and carried on.
Well, that's nuts. What did you think of that extra shot where the arrows kept falling and then they pierced poor Rickon like four more times?
Yeah. Yeah, they bring his body and it's just like pierced with all these arrows.
Yeah, I'm like, well, maybe he'll be okay. Nope.
No. Nope.
At first I thought the dogs were going to chase after him. I thought he was giving him a head start for a dog to chase. And then Jon had to see his brother get ripped apart by doggies. I mean, that would have been horrible. I think he got off a little easier with the arrows.
I like that they saved the dogs for the end, though.
Oh, I did too. It's just the first thing in my mind was, because he had teased the dogs earlier.
Right.
They haven't eaten in 7 days, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then it was face first.
Yeah. Like his jaw.
Fit into his mouth.
His fucking jaw. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was hardcore.
Yeah.
Oh. Good
stuff. Yeah,
that's one of the best episodes to date.
By far the most satisfying I remember seeing in a long time.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think? What do you guys think of the what they're setting up next?
Ooh, with wildfire.
Yep.
Yeah,
burning. Think it's gonna happen?
Yeah. I think Cersei's gonna be like the roof.
Yep. Me too. I concur.
It's gonna be intense. I don't know, man. Do you think that the season's going to end with that place on fire? Is it going to cut the black with just green flame all over the goddamn place?
I think it's got to. I think they can't give us a resolution to it. I think that'd be a perfect cliffhanger. But I want to see that, and I want to see Sir Davos confront Melisandre about the princess.
Sure, burning kids.
Whew.
That's hardcore, man. You need a permit for that.
Lots of burning.
Yeah. And the next episode's called The Winds of Winter, which is the name of his next book.
It's going to be...
Winter will fan the flame of wildfire.
It's going to be super long, too, right?
Yeah.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah, like an hour 20 or something like that.
Yes.
I love it.
With Gilly and the Fett.
Gilly, yeah. I like how you even sing it.
It's like Benny and the Jets.
It's like an Elton John song. Yeah.
Gilly and the Fett.
Damn it, man. I like that storyline. Shut up.
I'm with you. I like it too. I'm the only regular host of the Geek Legacy podcast that does, though, so I take a lot of shit for it.
Man.
This is cool.
I mean, I'll take the support, but damn it.
So I know we still have one episode left of this season, but I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that this is probably the best season of the show. At least one that I've enjoyed the most. That might have to do with the amount of reveals, the amount of action, the amount of consequences and repercussions. The only thing that I'm really not feeling is this goddamn High Sparrow, but luckily they've been keeping that shit down to a minimum. And I think the Arya storyline fell a little flat, but I believe that everything else has made up for it.
It's hard to judge them season by season. I feel that every season I like that season the most.
Mm-hmm. You felt that way about last season too, though? I thought 5 was boring as fuck.
I loved it.
And minus the Hard Home episode.
Which was, I still think that's my favorite episode.
That was a good one.
But, yeah, I don't know. I want to go back and watch him. I want to binge watch the shit out of this show when it's over and figure out which one I like the best. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I thought the third season was pretty good.
But do you guys think they can actually wrap this up next season and it not feel rushed? Like, I feel there's so much left to happen.
I agree. I think it's going to feel rushed regardless.
I think it already feels rushed, but I'm kind of okay with that because stuff's finally happening.
Yeah.
But like for example, the last night's episode was a great example because the Greyjoys were just all of a sudden there in front of Daenerys. Like, they killed the Masters. Then their next scene was all of a sudden the Greyjoys are right there in her little throne room.
Right. It wasn't 4 episodes of them on a boat.
Right. Which is what we're used to. So everything does feel rushed to me, at least. Already. I think we're already at that point.
But we shall see. I don't know. I still love it.
I love you.
I know. I know you do.
I kissed you on camera.
Wait, what?
You were sleeping.
While you were asleep.
Wait.
When, I knew it was going that there.
Oh, Lordy.
Oh, yeah. It's on the internet, too.
Bringing a rape whistle to San Diego.
I was the one running camera for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll send you the picture.
Please don't.
No, oh, that's a good one.
Nope. Moving along here. What else is next? What are we?
I'll send it to you in puzzle form, and you can put it together.
It's a very uncomfortable topic. I'm bringing up very conflicted feelings inside of me. So.
Yeah. You're gonna have to go to one of those camps where they talk you out of the feelings that you have.
Yeesh. Pray the fill in the blank away.
There we go. So does everyone give this episode an A++?
I give it a solid A.
Solid
A.
No plus. What would have given you the plus?
Titties.
Wow. Jesus Christ, Brandon.
I'm kidding.
sort of, but not really. Such a child.
Nothing if not predictable.
Yes. Is that what was missing? What was the missing ingredient for you?
It's just the dragons looking a little fake.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So an A is a good score, though. It's a good score. That's a
good score.
That's right.
I would be happy with an A. I would be hesitant to call it a marvel of storytelling, though.
Yeah, that Edmondson. All right. Fair enough.
Boom.
Wait, real quick. Mr. Rickon, could you take or leave him? We don't care that he died. We don't have no real attachment to him. He's been in like 4 episodes.
It's sad, but...
Yeah, and granted, he is the only one with a legitimate claim to the throne. Or not the only one, but the only... Really the only Stark.
The closest one to Winterfell? Because, I mean, Bran's...
Well, and they don't even know Bran's alive, but yeah.
Alright. Cool. Moving on.
Yep.
Moving on.
Roland Emmerich. This guy.
That guy.
You know, the guy that directs the Independence Day movies and the Godzilla. what year was that Godzilla? 96, maybe?
I think it was 97.
98, 97? 98?
Somewhere in that area, yeah.
Yeah, 98.
And 10,000 BC. He has the audacity to call Marvel movies silly.
That motherfucker.
Speaking to the Guardian, he says, when you look at my movies, it's always the regular Joe Schmo that's the unlikely hero. A lot of Marvel movies, they show people in funny suits running around. I don't like people in capes. I find it silly when someone dons a superhero suit and flies. I don't understand it. I grew up in Germany. That's probably why.
Now that I've actually heard the full quote, I don't like people in capes. That's the greatest line ever. Oh,
pretty good. I have one similar. Mine is I don't like people in casts. Remember, I have a real hard time watching somebody walk around with crutches in a cast or their arm in a sling or something like that. It just distracts me when I'm watching a movie.
You're just a sensitive soul.
I just hate it. All I do is look at their stupid medical problem.
But how does this guy, who defeated an alien invasion with a simple computer virus, call Marvel movies silly?
Yeah. They had to jack into their computer system, too, you know.
Oh, dear Lord.
With a Mac.
Fuck this guy.
A 90s Mac.
Ugh.
And then
what year did that movie come out?
A crop duster at 96.
Whew.
It was pretty good. I like Independence Day.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You don't like it?
Come on, man.
Oh, man.
So,
good shit.
I mean, like I understand when people like Steven Spielberg say something about comic book movies, and I go, all right, I can see where he's coming from. I don't agree with him, but I can see where he's coming from. This guy, though, he doesn't have a leg to stand on. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm upset, Justin.
Don't be. It'll be
I'm upset. To my very core.
Play with that hair doll I mailed you.
It's your own hair, but I mean, hey.
It'll calm me down a little bit.
Yeah. Stroke its hair.
Yeah.
It's all hair. Stroke it anyway.
No, he's German. These German fellas, they don't think like we do.
Can we go back to the hair doll for a minute?
No.
It's more comfortable than the German discussion.
What?
Oh, you didn't get it? Maybe the postman took it.
What the hell is happening? Kissing me, stealing my hair.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the picture I sent you?
You need to stop.
That's my dick in your mouth.
Oh.
Lord. What is happening?
I don't know. I'm having a rough day. Orange is the New Black is really getting to me these days. Anyway, I don't like
people. Oh, my God. You did send me a picture of you kissing me.
See?
You aren't lying.
Oh, I am a truth teller.
I think the expression on my face says it all, though.
You like that?
That is the universal sign of no consent and help me.
I don't know.
No one fucking helped me.
That bracelet on your arm is a VIP pass to my love, my friend.
But his idea of VIP and yours may differ greatly.
I got to set some boundaries this year at San Diego.
Nope, no boundaries. Get a little squirt bottle every time I get a line to spec.
Just spray you in the face.
No, it's a bad, Justin. Bad.
It's okay. No big deal. Ugh, this guy. All right, Jeff is done talking about Mr. Roland Emmerich.
Let's not talk about him anymore.
What's next on the list? I don't have it in front of me.
Stargate reboot.
That's happening.
Oh, man. Remember when they went into the gate and you were in the theater and it went all into hyperspace and you were flying through? Did you guys sit in the theater, first of all?
Yeah.
Okay. I remember being cool in the theater. I don't know how that translated at home the first time you saw it, but it was pretty sweet. Anyway, Randy, talk to me about this Stargate movie.
Apparently, we are going to be getting a reboot with the intention of it being a trilogy. I don't know if that's going to completely negate the activity of the TV show, which I think is a direct, more or less meant to be a direct sequel from the movie. So I guess that's probably going to kill the myth of the TV show as well, the whole story there. But yeah, I mean, I love Stargate. I thought it was great. I don't know. I don't know if they can make it better. What do you guys think? Do you guys like the original? Are you open to the idea of a reboot?
I love the original. I still love that original. I think it's a great movie. I think it aged well. But yeah, I think this is supposed to completely just erase everything before, and they're going to go back to square one. At least that's what Dean Devlin was saying. You know, they originally had a trilogy in mind. They can't go back and finish it out now because, God, what? 20 years have passed, so it's not like they can really release part two now, so they're just scrapping it and starting over.
You do know that it was your buddy Roland Emmerich that directed Stargate 2, right?
Now,
I do. Throwing that out there.
I do, but Is he? I don't think he's attached to the reboot, is he?
No, I don't think so.
I think it's just Devlin. Yeah. I could be wrong.
He's also credited as writing that movie, by the way. I fucking love Stargate, though. Man, when the soldiers are getting just, like, taken out, picked off, kind of one by one in the pyramid, I was kind of nervous. I was scared. Because they do, like, they speak in crazy language. I don't know what it was, but it may have been, like, Egyptian or something. Like, they're all screaming weird things and saying stuff. And I was like, I don't know what's happening. What's killing them? And I was scared. I was, like, 14. I was like, oh, no.
Jesus Christ.
Don't kill Kurt Russell. He's my favorite. To this day, I still love Kurt Russell. He's such a badass.
So do
I like him a lot.
He's an American treasure.
Mm-hmm. Did you see Hateful Eight by chance?
I did not.
Did not.
Oh, man. He's a cowboy in that movie.
Yeah.
It's long. Yeah, it's pretty good, though. It's good. I enjoyed it. But I'm biased. I suck up anything Tarantino puts in front of me.
Yeah, I still need to watch it. I'll pretty much watch anything Kurt Russell, too. Not going to lie. Except for Soldier. That movie was dog shit.
Oh, man. I saw that in the theater, too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I went to a strip club afterwards. I had just...
That made it all better.
Well, there's a story behind that. Because Soldier came out in 98, and I had just turned 18, so I was all about going to a strip club. I went and saw Soldier, and then to put myself in a happy place, I went and watched Naked Ladies. It was fun. I remember that day.
Very fondly, from the sound of it.
Yeah. In fact... because this is my first time, and I remembered getting my very first lap dance. Her name was Betty, at least her stage name was Betty, and it was to Genie in a Bottle. Yep, Genie in a Bottle.
Her stage name was Betty.
Mm-hmm.
What fucking strip club did you go to?
It was called the Gentleman's Club. It was in. it was in Eagle Rock.
It was in Bedrock. What?
Yeah. Oh, it was hot. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Kurt Russell, American treasure, just like Betty. I hope she's doing well. She was a nice woman.
Fine, upstanding young lady.
Yeah, uptown all the way. Good stuff. Stargate, is any idea when we can expect this motion picture show?
I don't know the answer to that question.
I don't think it's even in pre-production yet. I think it's literally just they're talking about it.
Mm. Yeah, they're throwing spitballs against the wall, seeing what sticks.
Ooh,
I'll watch it though.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, I'll watch it too, just because I have so much respect for the original. I'll give it a try.
Any actors that you would like to see in the movie? Does this have Chris Pratt all over it? He could be a Kurt Russell. He makes more money than Kurt Russell. I only mentioned that because you had Randy dropped a Chris Pratt bomb on us earlier with Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
It's not real news, but it was news that we appreciate that Randy would actually like to see him in that role of Indiana Jones, but
right. I don't know, I mean,
who do you want in your Stargate?
James Spader.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, I'd love Spader to come back, but that's not
I know, but come back and play like a villain, because he's so goddamn maniacal and diabolical, and he's so good at it. Mm-hmm. On the Blacklist? Holy shit.
He was Ultron, you know.
Yeah, well, that's worse.
He was an automaton.
Hey, maybe Roland Emmerich was right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marvel movies, when you think about it, they are kind of silly.
Damn it.
And I don't think anybody's denying that they're silly. I just think it's like the pot calling the kettle black, so to speak, I guess.
Exactly. I can't think of I don't do the casting game. I'm just happy with whomever they put in there as long as they're good. And as long as it's not
Benedict Cumberbatch
again, the 80s.
He's in everything.
Fucking can't stand it.
I feel like Michael Fassbender's in a lot too these days.
Yeah.
I feel like both of those guys are just everywhere. But whatever.
I'm okay with Fassbender though.
Oh, I like him. I'm just saying. I feel like he's in every movie I watch these days.
But honestly, it's hard to cast a Stargate movie without really knowing what the plot's going to be or the time period or anything like that. Like, I love how it opened up in our in my sacred Indiana Jones era, like the 30s, when they have the archaeological dig that discovers the Stargate. I love that it's got a little bit of that period piece element mm-hmm. to it. You know, I'd like to see something like that just for my own sake of nostalgia.
Right. But I feel like that's important because that was an era when people were aggressively digging to find crazy shit.
Exactly, like, yeah,
that,
for sure.
That was that time when they were unearthing pyramids and tombs and what have you.
Everything.
Yeah.
I mean, they were grinding up mummy penis, putting it into bottles, and selling it as a cure-all. And I would like to, I'd like to say that I'm joking, but I'm not.
It was, call the police. That sounds awful.
It's 100% true. They would break the mummified penis off.
Just stop.
Grind it up in one
you
of those mortar and pestles.
Listen, you've explained ground up. You said ground up mummy penis. At no point is there some other way than what immediately popped into mind to grind up a mummy penis. You don't have to explain it. We all know immediately when you say these things.
I like
terrible things.
He's painting a picture.
I'm painting a word picture for our listeners.
Oh my
whether
God.
They like it or not.
Worst. Does anyone listen to this podcast?
Yes. Jesus,
I'm pretty sure they don't. Sorry. If I thought we had any listeners, I wouldn't say half the shit.
Oh man, no, we have millions. It's amazing. Everyone's laughing. My cheeks hurt right now. Randy can put the biggest smile on my face. I love it.
Oh. Somebody's got to be the asshole.
If you don't laugh about grind up mummy penis, you're just a soulless bastard. That's all there is to it.
I'm just saying I'm educating the masses.
Mm. It's okay. Stop eating. It is good.
Now, honey, if you don't eat your mummy dick, you're not going to feel better.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's science. Jeff.
Science.
I would like to point out that I hate Dave Evans. So.
We're going to have so much fun in San Diego this year.
Now that we have that out of the way.
Yeah, let's move on to more bigger and better things, like Indiana Jones.
Yes, bigger and better.
God. Yes. Here's a guy that just won't call it quits. We remember when we had that discussion that there was a rumor about Harrison Ford coming back on to Star Wars if he can do another Indiana Jones?
Yep.
This is one of those things where there might have been some truth to that negotiation yeah. tactic.
This is the other end of that deal. Yeah, remember that time you made a deal with the devil and he was going to come for your soul? Well, this is him coming to collect.
Yeah.
It's called Indy 5.
Oh, shit. Like the race.
You know, I will say this. You know, at first blush, I go, oh, I don't want anything to do with this. But if we get the happy-go-lucky Harrison Ford that we see now, maybe it'll be a fun movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not the grumpy goat.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of a plot they're going to be able to write that's going to make that a fun ride and not have him break his hip repeatedly during filming. Like, there's a point where you just have to stop doing that stuff.
I think they're going to have to tone it down and make it less physical. I think that's just going to be a reality. Or he's going to have a younger sidekick that's going to be doing all the physical stuff. And he'll be in the Connery role more so than he was in, I was going to call it episode 4, in Indy 4, you know? Because Indy 4, he was still very much physically active.
I don't suppose you know how old Sean Connery was during the...
10 years older than Harrison Ford.
No, I mean, how do you know how old Sean Connery was when they filmed Last Crusade?
I can look it up.
And then what is the age of Harrison Ford now? Just out of curiosity.
Oh, Harrison Ford is older than Connery was. I will tell you that without even looking it up. I know that
okay.
to be true.
Yeah, so I mean, that makes sense, being a Connery role.
Yeah. I mean, whether it's with a Shia LaBeouf character in there, or whether it's a different young sidekick.
Like Short Round comes back?
Oh, I have no idea how much I'd love to see that.
That would be awesome.
They could do it. Unless he died. He didn't die, did he? Short Round's still alive?
He's still kicking.
I love Dr. Jones. Oh, so good.
Oh, yeah.
So racist, and yet so good.
You call him Dr. Jones, doll.
Doll. Hang on, lady. We go for a ride. Hang on to your potatoes.
So bad.
Get the
so bad.
The rickshaw playset. That'd be pretty sweet.
You know, they actually made that stuff for Lego. I don't think it actually had a rickshaw, but they had like the Chinese gangster sedan and the little Duesenberg that they stole, so you could recreate the chase through the streets of Shanghai.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I don't know if they actually made any little like vendor booths or rickshaws or anything like that you can tear up while you're chasing around town. But yeah, those Lego sets go for crazy money these days.
Some guy told me the other day that Legos, he was comparing it to gold. Like, he's like, these things, I forget what word he used, but they had a greater trade in value than gold or something like that. It was nuts.
Well, pound for pound, they're probably worth more than gold, which is a weird thing to say, but maybe not. I don't know. I'm probably being stupid, but they sell for stupid, crazy money. I'm just
they
saying.
They do.
Lego, they maintain their value. They go up in value, like, intensely. And even if you were to try to buy them brand new in the store, because they have so many licenses and they have to pay all those licensing fees for all the Marvel and Star Wars and Jurassic Park shit that you see in Lego form. I mean, that stuff, it just always goes for money. I don't know how you could be a kid and have a large Lego collection now unless you have rich parents.
Nah, it's crazy.
I feel like Legos were expensive when I was a kid, too, though. Like, I remember, like, some pirate shit being, like, $100 or something when I was a kid.
I remember there was always
in
some
80s dollars.
Yeah, so there was always some big flagship piece that was, like, ooh, you know, everybody was impressed when you had it, but
But they were affordable sets, too. Like, I don't feel that there's any affordable sets anymore.
Yeah.
They get stolen a lot.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, at my store, it's nuts, man. It's police come and arrest people almost on a daily basis for stealing Legos.
Wow.
There's, like, so what it is there's, like, these pawn shops that have guys go out and fucking steal shit, and then they take the Legos to these other stores, and then the police go to the store and they'll have, like, a number on them that identifies them with other stores, other retailers. And then they bust them that way. It's almost like a VIN number, sort of. It's kind of weird.
And
yeah.
Where do they put these numbers? Somewhere on the box?
I can't tell you anything.
Well, this is true, because then we'd be feeding the criminals, but yeah.
But yeah, it's, you'll get caught. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Don't steal Legos.
Well, you know what I noticed? Because I was actually spending some time in the Lego aisle at Target yesterday. And I was actually oogling some of the Jurassic World sets that look pretty badass. But I noticed there are some stickers saying that they're electronically monitored.
Yeah. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
Yeah. You busted. Trace busta.
Lowjack that shit.
So we, on paper, Indiana Jones... 5. We're on board?
I'm still very cautious, but cautiously optimistic. I'll take it. I mean, it's going to be another original adventure with Harrison Ford and Steven Spielberg at the helm. I say if they stay true to themselves and speak to the not only to the era that the movie takes place in, but the time in life in which they are in their golden years, and they do it with respect, I think it's going to come off correct. But if they try to pull off something that's a little bit too over the top, if they quote-unquote nuke the fridge again, I think there's going to be bigger backlash now than before. But if they tone it down, keep it realistic, and respect the fact that Indy's in his 70s, they can make it work.
So no more swinging on vines with monkeys and
right
Army
well, that,
ants.
That, well, that was Mutt, but yeah.
Okay, now, Jeff, if there was no Mutt, would you be on board?
Here's the thing. I was touched in the no-no place so badly by Crystal Skull. Like, so badly. I have never been more angry at a movie ever. I'm going to wait and see what the reviews are. I'm not going to go out and waste any money on this garbage until I get proof positive that it's actually good. I hate to say it. Indiana Jones, one of my top two childhood heroes, but I still taste Crystal Skull's balls in my mouth.
That sounds terrible. Amazing. I'll borrow those when you're done.
That's terrible.
Question. Who is the other hero? You said top two.
Han Solo.
Oh.
So Harrison Ford is essentially my childhood hero.
That's pretty good. Mine's Rocky Balboa.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I like Han Solo, though.
Yeah.
He's a criminal, you know.
I'm all right with that.
Goddamn rebels to put in their place.
Rebel scum. Shoot you in the face.
Fuckers, all of them. The whole lot. Anyway. Speaking of criminals, Death Wish.
Why?
That's interesting.
A reboot. Charles Bronson, 1974. Fast forward to God knows when. Maybe 2018. We'll have Bruce Willis and Eli Roth, who just happens to be good buddies with Quentin Tarantino. We mentioned him earlier. They're going to reboot that shit.
I don't know. I mean, the original Death Wish was so just ultra-violent and wantonly destructive and gory.
Yeah, well, he was pissed.
It was like RoboCop violent.
Yeah, he's a vigilante that's fucking mad at the world because it was his wife and kid were killed or something. I forget. Kind of like Batman, but a little bit darker.
Yeah, I think there was like
less capes.
It was like really dark.
Yeah.
Like, whatever befell him was really dark.
Yeah, I feel like his wife was murdered, and then he wanted to get the hoods that did it. Taking justice into his own hands. Can't wait around.
Punisher.
Yeah, can't wait around for the police.
I don't know, man. Like, maybe I'd be down for it if it wasn't Eli Roth. Like, if it was Robert Rodriguez or someone like that, and they were doing like a Grindhouse throwback. But I just think this is going to be so over the top. I'm not a big fan of the torture porn stuff.
Yeah, he's big in that.
Yeah. Nah, I think I'm out on this one. No thanks.
All right, fair enough.
Torture porn, you say?
Yeah, see, Eli Roth does, man. Remember those Hostel movies?
Yeah. Ugh.
Blah.
I mean, that's his jam, right? That's all he does, isn't it?
He does a lot of that. He does that show on Netflix, too, Hemlock Grove. I don't know if you watched that.
Uh-uh.
That's a werewolf show, right?
Yeah. That's kind of his deal. Yeah, he does some creepy shit. But, alright, whatever. I used to like Bruce Willis, but not anymore. Now he just pisses me off. He's such a meanie. If you ever watch any of his interviews, he's just all over the place.
He's a dick.
He doesn't act professional in any way, shape, or form. He's just a rude man. So, not into it.
Nope.
Like, we get it. Your ex-wife is banging Ashton Kutcher, and you have a problem with it.
Is that even still a thing? Wasn't that over, like, years ago?
Yeah, I know, but he's been a dick for, like, the last, like, ever. Since forever.
Well, I mean, I guess if you feel that you lost your wife to somebody who's young enough to be your grandchild, I suppose it's an issue that's hard to get through, but still.
Anyway. Alien. Yeah. Let's talk aliens.
That's a thing that's also happening, maybe.
Crystal Skull 2. More aliens.
Now you're talking my language.
No!
Yes, Miss Noomi Rapace. It's not funny, is it?
I have no idea how to say her name. It's terrible.
Noomi? I guess Noomi. Nomi?
Sure.
You say
I'm sure she listens to the podcast. She'll let you know.
We'll ask her. We'll say, Dave wants to know how you say your name. She is going to be in the follow-up to Prometheus, Alien Covenant. It will take place 10 years after the events of Prometheus, and Mr. Michael Fassbender will also be returning, and we get to see where they're journeying to. That should be fun. Remember, they took off in the ship and went off on their own little adventures, and now we'll get to see, fast forward 10 years and see what happened. Also, Danny McBride, Mr. Kenny fucking Powers, is also going to be in this movie.
Now that makes me really want to see it.
Right? Hope he has a mullet. That'd be sweet.
Oh, dropping them sweet Kenny Powers lines.
Yeah. He's fantastic.
Oh. So good. So good.
Oh, jeez. I like it at Kenny Powers.
I'm down for this.
Good. I like Aliens. I know that a lot of people hated on Prometheus, and it wasn't as amazing as I wanted it to be, mostly because they didn't tie into the universe that I love so much the way it probably should have.
Yeah.
I don't think they should have did this whole spiritual successor. I think they had a real opportunity to really connect the franchises together, and they blew it. But I still enjoyed it for what it was. Anything with an alien, and it's cool by me. And that crazy 30-second abortion job that she did was was nuts.
It was tough to watch.
I don't think I've ever seen anything like that before in my life. I was uncomfortable. I might have had, like, the same piece of popcorn in my mouth for, like, that 30 seconds. I was like, oh, my God, I can't do this right now. That was hardcore. But, yes, more aliens. I love me the xenomorphs.
Bring it.
Yeah.
Now, does anyone know is the sequel to Alien that Neil Blomkamp was going to do, is that trashed or is it just on hold while they do this stuff?
I think it's just on hold.
Oh, sweet. Sweet, even more aliens. I love it. I'm more excited for that than I am this, I got to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah? That's all right. I don't think you're alone.
Yeah, I think I'm more excited about that one, too.
I mean, I'll watch this, don't get me wrong, but yeah.
Yeah. Did you see Chappie?
I did.
No good? Is he a one-trick pony?
No.
I like District 9, I hated Elysium, and I never saw Chappie.
I was ambivalent towards Elysium. Chappie is interesting and half the movie's good, and the other half the movie is really not good.
What's not good about it?
The other entire half of the goddamn movie. That's what's not good.
Really? It's not enjoyable at all? You just hate everything about it? Everything from, like, the dialogue to the... Or, like, just, like, the tropes in general and...
Well, part of it is, I mean, let's be honest.
It's Short Circuit Part 3 is what I got.
It was totally Short Circuit Part 3, and I get why... He pulled in that South African rap group Antwoord, or however you say their name, to be in it, but they're not actors, and it was painful every scene they were in.
Oh,
so bad. It's like the first half of the movie is really cool, and then the second half of the movie is really not cool at all. It's just not, you know.
Oh shit.
Whatever.
I like District 9 a lot.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
What do they say? It's like catnip for cats or something like that. Dude, so in L.A., when District 9 came out, all the bus stops said, like, it was weird. Like, they did this campaign for this movie, and it was like humans only is what, like, the bus stops would say. Do you remember that, Randy?
Oh, I do, yeah.
It was really weird. Like, they just popped up overnight, and, like, it didn't make sense at first because it wasn't, like, in your face that this is District 9. It's just all of a sudden you saw these ad signs everywhere, like, what the fuck, humans only? What is this shit?
Well, I didn't realize we had a problem with that.
Yeah. It was really bizarre. I don't know if you, in your neck of the woods, noticed anything like that or if it was just more of a...
Yeah, no, I didn't. But then again, I live in the middle of nowhere, so yeah. There's no bus stops anywhere near me, to be honest with you. Yeah, we don't get a lot of the viral marketing out my way.
No, that's too bad. No bus stops in the Baltimore farm area? You live on a farm, right?
there are a lot of farms around me. Yes, I kind of live in the middle of nowhere. Call it Middle Earth. That's where I live.
Sure.
Yeah. Nope, no buses.
No buses. Occasionally
a horse and buggy, but, you know.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Good times.
Rump Springer.
Yep. But I have the internet. Boom.
That's good.
So there. There's that.
With your sweet DSL modem.
Yeah, I'm on ISDN right now talking to you guys. It's fantastic.
I love it.
Oh, God.
Tell me about it. It's fun, right? Awesome. Right? just
silence, crickets.
There's good things about living in the middle of nowhere, and there's bad things.
Oh, sure.
Leave it at that.
I like the bad stuff. Sign me up. speaking of bad stuff, Randy, do you have a list for us this week?
I do, and it is a Star Trek themed list this week.
Oh
man, why you gotta do that to us?
Just because I like the old gut punch after something terrible happens.
Oh, dick.
And I like Star Trek, so what can I say?
All right, fair enough.
You know? All right, so this is just going to be some fun facts, mostly about the original series here. But it brings some of it is brought into the current era as well. So this was actually posted on Pinterest, which I'm not a member of, but somebody put it up on Facebook. So this is all in the form of an image. So I'm going to have to scroll through this gigantic, tall JPEG to read all this shit.
Why are you pulling the curtain back for the listeners? That's wrong, man. Come
I'm
on.
I'm not a good magician. Although I did terrible just now this. You see me too the, over the weekend. And it was
how was
less
that?
Impressive. It was not as good as the first one.
Oh.
Which isn't saying much, but I really liked the first one. Second one bummed me out. All right, so getting right into our list, with no further ado. The original series pilot had a woman play the ship's first officer. The network didn't think it was believable for a woman to have a command role, so the role for the series was recast for a man. The original series showed the first interracial kiss on American TV. It was between Captain Kirk and Lieutenant Uhura in 1968, the same year Martin Luther King was murdered. Ooh, this is a dark list. I mean, dark,
Christ, man.
In terms of
theme.
Yeah.
Not people. Forget it.
Oh, God. I'm going to hell. All right. The first crew was purposely diverse because Gene Roddenberry strived to represent a more utopian future. Oh. Now, here's where the list starts to get a little bit more fun. There's a fun graph here.
I've been laughing this whole time.
There's a neat graph here that shows in color, like the percentage, the ratio of what color uniform people that died were wearing.
Oh, shit. You know? Red
so,
shirt.
Because everybody always talks about how red shirts die, how often they die. So this is going to forever either confirm that or put that rumor to bed. So I'm going to ask you guys, what do you think? Do you think it's legitimate that there is some actual truth behind the fact that everybody thinks red shirts are destined to die? Or do you think that somebody just like started that myth and everybody grabbed onto it?
I think it's probably true.
Yeah,
I think it's true. Definitely true.
All right. So let's start with science officers in blue. 8% of the deaths that we saw on screen were blue in the original series. All right. Moving on to command and security in gold. 10% of deaths.
Wow.
Other 9%. Red shirts, 73%.
Wow.
Boom.
Yeah, it is true. The rumors are true. Yeah.
Never good to be a red shirt on that show.
The 2009 Star Trek reboot made a reference to this phenomenon by having Chief Engineer Olson die wearing a red outfit.
Mm-hmm.
So the color of the uniform actually changed its meaning between the original series and the Next Generation. In the original series, gold was command, red was operations, and blue was sciences. In the Next Generation, Gold was operations, red was command, and blue was still sciences. So red and gold kind of switched their function.
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
Fascinating information you were passing on.
Okay. You know what?
I'm learning.
You know what? If that one didn't get you, this one will. I guarantee it's going to put a little bit of a smile on the tips of those lips of yours. All right.
Wow.
Zachary Quinto had to glue his fingers together to perform the Vulcan salute when he played Spock because he couldn't do it on his own.
Oh,
he literally had to glue his fingers together.
Worst Vulcan ever.
That's pretty funny. I'll give you that.
And speaking of the Vulcan salute, it was actually invented by Leonard Nimoy. It was based on the priestly blessing performed by Jewish Kohanim, whatever that is. I apologize. I am not of the tribe. All right. Moving on. The Lake Tahoe Community College offered an online course called Xenolinguistics, the Anthropology of Alien Languages.
Ooh.
Can you tell me the three Star Trek languages they studied?
Klingon, Romulan.
If you get the third one, you're going to get the biggest gold star.
Okay, hold on.
Ferengi.
No, but that's like a business school. You take that class, that kind of class.
Kardashians.
Like, oh my god.
No, like the ones that kill people. They do that too.
The ones that look like they have a spoon indented in their forehead.
Yeah, I think Kardashian. What are they called?
Kardashian.
Kardashians. The less Armenian one of the two.
Okay. So you had two out of three correct. Oh. So Vulcan and Romulan is kind of under the same category because I think they're very similar. And Klingon, of course. And then the third was Tribble.
Oh, I almost guessed that just to be cute. Just to be an asshole. And wouldn't you know it, that's the real thing.
That's the Lake Tahoe Community College for all of you who are interested in taking a complete bullshit class.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. That class online.
I don't know. Probably.
Let's do it as a group.
It's as bullshit as everything else on the internet. All right. I'm going to leave you with one last thing, and this one is near and dear to my heart, and you'll see why. In 2006, William Shatner sold his kidney stone to GoldenPalace.com, a collector of rare oddities, for $25,000. The money went to Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Build houses.
As long as the money went to charity, I'm good.
I wish somebody was interested in buying my kidney stones.
I'll give you $2.
Yeah. It's sold. I will drop that in the mail. PayPal that shit over.
I will do that.
All right. That's our list for this week. Be that as it may.
Huh. That was a great list.
It happened. And nothing can change that now.
It reminded me of exactly why I don't give a flying fuck about Star Trek.
Yeah,
you don't like the reboots at all?
The reboots are okay because they're not like Star Trek. They're really just, it's the label put on an action movie. So I'm okay with that. But no, I've never been a big Trek fan. Don't judge me with that.
Interesting. Oh, just all the crazy shit you're into. I thought you would like Star Trek.
All that kinky shit you're into.
Yeah. Like Conan porn. You know what I'm talking about.
I gotta go. I gotta go clear my browser history and look for viruses. Because obviously, you were spying on me, and I really don't like it.
The worst. You go to any website, and all of a sudden, there's Conan porn in the top right corner. Like, they know. It's so bizarre how that works.
It's the weirdest thing, man. Andy Rick sitting there rubbing his belly. not that Conan. You meant the other Conan. I don't know.
Either one. Okay. They're going to have a universe to where a shared universe. It'll be hot. Conan can play... O'Brien can play Red Sonja.
He'd look good in that metal bikini. Mm-hmm.
Did you see the Conan... By the way, did you see... the Conan with Jason Momoa?
No, I missed that one.
Oh, I was just curious your thoughts.
Wait, a dead end on that story. Okay.
Well, because we don't get too many. There aren't too many Conan-like movies out there. Like that.
It's true.
That really rough, hardcore, violent, R-rated fantasy movie. They just don't really exist.
That's right. HBO does them all now.
Yeah. It's interesting. I was just curious. You know, it seems like with the success of Game of Thrones and that being something that people like to watch, I'm surprised we haven't seen a rise of that type of storytelling in motion picture shows.
It'd be nice, but I mean, I think Hollywood's been burned so many times on the fantasy genre. They just, those movies never do well.
They don't.
Yeah.
Which is a shame, but I think someone's going to have to just Iron Man that shit.
Make and, you it know, cool.
Come out of left field with something that no one expects to succeed and have it knock it out of the park, and then maybe we'll start seeing those movies, but I agree. I'd like to see some more swords and sorceries up on them. Maybe Warcraft will bring it back.
I don't know, man. It made like $1 in,
overseas,
in the United States.
Yeah, but the Chinese gold farmers are doing their due diligence.
It's been labeled the most successful video game movie.
That's not a hard thing to do, though.
That's true. I'm just saying it's something.
Yeah.
Yay, it beat Resident Evil.
Yeah. I really liked the first Mortal Kombat movie.
Oh, God.
I thought that was fun. It made me like Johnny Cage, and I hated that guy before the movie came out.
You like the Van Damme Street Fighter movie, too.
Oh, I do not. Raul Julia?
Yeah.
Oh, so bad.
That was terrible. Yeah, it was not good.
It was the suck.
Yeah, that's too bad. We'll see how Assassin's Creed does. That's got a big name in it, man. You got your A-lister right there, front and center. Yep. In a time where he's relevant.
Yep. We'll see. I predict it bombs horribly.
No, I'm sure it will. Oh, man. I think the world is just tired of Assassin's Creed right now. I mean, maybe if it was a different franchise, it might have been better, but this is a movie that they've been trying to get off the ground for a really, really long time. And people have AC fatigue, man. Mm. There's a game every year, and every other year is a bad game. And this is going to be one of those ones where when you see the trailer, someone says, I'll just catch it on Netflix, or I'll Redbox that shit. It's just the way it works.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. Unless we're going to talk about it on the show, then I have to go see it.
You know you're going to have to. Either here.
Since obligation kicks in.
Yeah, either here or on the Pixelated Podcast. One of the two, you're going to have to talk about it, aren't you?
No. But Steven doesn't really do anything. Like, he doesn't go out of his way.
You heard it here, folks. Steven does nothing.
Well, he won't go out of his way to go see this movie. If somebody delivered it to him with food, then he'd probably watch it.
I don't know why that's so funny, but that just tickled me in the right spot.
We just had phone sex.
You hear that, James? Do nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Shiftless layabout.
Mm-hmm. And I thought I was the lazy one on that show. That's okay. No big deal. I'm usually... that one's funny because we do it early in the morning, so I'm usually half asleep for the most of the show. It gets earlier and earlier.
You heard it here, folks. Reasons why you should listen to the Pixelated Podcast.
Yeah.
Hosted by Steven and Justin.
Yeah.
First thing in the morning before either of them are awake or doing anything.
Yeah, I'm usually naked. Sometimes I have pants on.
You know, but by the end of the show, though, you usually hit your rhythm.
Uh-huh, the third monster kicks in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny how that works.
It is funny how that works. I need to get up earlier and start the monster drinking before that.
Stop that.
I know it's poison.
You're the worst.
I am the worst. I was just told I was the worst. By multiple people.
Shocking.
No. I was like, where is this coming from?
Oh, who knows?
I know.
Who knows?
It's the worst.
You need to just wake up in the morning, drink a nice tall glass of water. With your ground up mummy penis.
Well, like, from the toilet.
And get started for your day.
Yeah.
Don't forget your penis now.
Every time someone tells me I should drink water, I always think, what, from the toilet? Like from Idiocracy?
Got electrolytes. Plants need.
Oh, man. I don't know. I never seen no plant grow from no toilet. Hey, that's pretty good. Sure, you're not the smartest guy in the world. Oh, I love that movie.
So good.
It is good. And we are dangerously close to it being true.
It becomes less and less funny the more true it becomes. So that makes me sad.
Remember that part where you were asking me about living in the country?
Sure.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I see a lot of that beginning montage where it's the two yuppies and then it's just the rural folk breeding rabbits. I see some large families all the time. I'm just shaking my head going, oh, Lord. Yeah.
Tax credits.
Ugh. Wow. Alrighty then.
That's a show. We covered science and taxes. We're all over it. Educational podcast.
Without a doubt. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot.
Erectile dysfunction? No problem. Grind it up, mummy penis. That'll fix it right up.
Get you every time.
Do you take the bandage off before you eat it?
I think the bandage with the resin and shit that they use to wrap everything up, it all becomes one entity.
Okay.
So when you grind it up, you get a little bit of everything.
All right, fair enough.
That's pretty much the sound the mummy made before he cut his junk off. You know, I hear that's what the Tom Cruise mummy movie is going to be about. Sweet. He's going to be one of those guys in the 20s going around collecting mummy penises to grind them up. And it's going to awaken the mummy, and that's going to be why he goes on a murderous rampage.
He's a venture capitalist. Good stuff.
You heard it here first, folks.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff, thank you for joining us again. Always a pleasure. Probably more so on this side than that, but I had fun. Randy sounds like he had fun.
I got the giggles.
I feel like a beaten woman who just keeps coming back. Like it'll be better next time.
It will be.
No, it's not. It's never better next time.
It's always better.
Oh, I hate both of you so very much.
But we can change, Jeff.
Just come back. Come back. You'll see. We're going to change.
God, if either one
Obama,
of you...
Obama, change.
If either one of you kisses me in San Diego, I'm very upset.
Oh, that's okay.
Calling it now.
I don't know.
No,
last year, I took video of myself peeing and sent it to everybody. So I think I feel like we're on that level of intimacy right now.
Lines have been crossed.
I have a video on my phone of Justin laughing like a crazy person for like 30 seconds straight.
Yeah, that was your wife's fault. She is to blame.
She did not force you to drink those drinks. She just...
She kept putting them in front of me.
She just drink them.
And slowly implode from
get
there.
Drunker and drunker like a maniac.
Oh, I know.
Fantastic.
And our buddy Sean Leonard was there, the Irishman, doing push-ups.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that guy?
That guy was crazy, too. Yeah. There's a lot of craziness. San Diego's a good time.
He comes up to me and he says, hey, what are you drinking? I said, I just had an Irish car bomb. And he's like, that's incredibly offensive. Like, well, she ordered it. I threw Vivi under the bus, like, immediately. Probably had a bomb on it. That's how they do.
Anyway. And we're going to detonate if it goes under 50 miles per hour.
Good time. And we did not stop going 50 miles an hour that whole night.
Oh, God. That was fun.
it's going to happen again. I hope you realize it. I hope your liver's ready. I hope you're training.
Fuck yeah.
I'm drinking every day to prepare.
Monster has healing powers, you know.
That's what I've never heard, but okay.
It has vitamins.
Right, right.
Got electrolytes.
It's nuclear horse piss.
That's okay. It's not the end. Anyway, thank you for listening to another fun and festive episode of the Geek Legacy Podcast. Jeff, thanks again. You're always a delight. Finding man. You can listen to more of his ramblings on the Comic Corner podcast with Mr. Tyler. They talk about what's hot, what's not on the in the comic book world. Most of it's crap, and they will tell you that. You also got the Pixelated podcast hosted by Stephen K. James and yours truly. Talk about everything that's happening in the world of video game news. We had a special long episode last week dealing with E3, complete recap of last week's show. Fantastic. And remember to check out geeklegacy.com for all your geek news and reviews. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Geek Legacy, at Pixelated Pod, and at The Comic Corner. Thank you so much.